Hello, and welcome to show number 2440 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
If AI can help us solve a problem, then let's use it. If it's more just for fun, then you know we might explore it, but we're probably not going to put it into the product.
And today we'll see how some new AI features have really made a big change in the new JAWS.
We'll speak with Ryan Jones, Vice President of Software Product Management at Vispero, about the latest updates in the JAWS screen reader. Learn how JAWS is incorporating artificial intelligence with new features like PictureSmart for image descriptions and the AI-powered FS Companion for help performing computer tasks using JAWS. But first for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Ryan Jones.
So my tip of the week is to go learn about what we're doing for Sharkvember this year. And you can check that out at freedomscientific.com/Sharkvember, SHARKVEMBER. You'll learn about all the fun events that we'll be doing in November to celebrate JAWS in ZoomText and our community of users. And you'll also learn about a really cool contest that you can enter called the Next Big Thing Contest, where you get to submit your ideas of what you'd like to see from us. And if your idea is chosen, you'll win a $1,000 Amazon gift card.
And even better than that, you get to use your idea after it gets implemented.
Exactly. Yeah, your idea will get implemented into our software.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Top Tech Tidbits, the week's news in access technology, a free weekly email newsletter and online resource for current news and trends in access technology. More information, including how to subscribe, is available at toptechtidbits.com.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by meeting Ryan and learning about Vispero, the parent company that brings you JAWS and many other adaptive technologies.
Today's guest has been with us once before, about a year ago, and we're really happy to invite him back again. So, Ryan, maybe you can tell people exactly who you are and what you do.
Sure. Thank you, Pete. Hi, everyone. I'm Ryan Jones. I'm the Vice President of Software at Vispero. As you know, Vispero is a collection of companies that includes Freedom Scientific, our software side, making JAWS and ZoomText. And of course, we also make hardware devices like Braille displays, video magnifiers. And then we have our enterprise accessibility consulting group called TPGI. And that group does accessibility consulting for companies. So I work, oversee all the software teams. So that includes products like JAWS and ZoomText and Fusion, and then also our software products that we sell to enterprises for helping them make their digital assets more accessible. So we have some online scanning tools. Of course, we also have JAWS for kiosk. We have a product called JAWS Inspect. So we have a variety of different tools out there, whether it's for end users or for companies who are making their sites more accessible. And so I oversee all that team, whether it's the development teams, the training team, the technical support team, documentation team, all of those things. So I really enjoy it. I've been a JAWS user myself for almost 25 years now. Been with the company in various roles for around 15 or so years. So I'm just really happy to be here and talking with you guys today.
So when you were describing the various facets of Vispero, you mentioned TPGI. That used to be the Passiello Group, right?
That's right. Yeah, we named it the Passiello Group Interactive, or TPGI for short. Yep.
And just for people who may not know, JAWS is a screen reader. ZoomText is your magnifier for PCs. And Fusion is a combination of the two, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it supports people across the journey of vision loss, whether it's beginning vision loss and you need things magnified, or you need the colors or the screen changed, you might need the mouse pointer enlarged, all the way to someone who might be using JAWS and refreshable Braille displays because they only read Braille at this point. So those products span the whole arc of the loss of vision.
And sometimes that can all be the same person. So when I first met Pete, he was using magnification, and now that won't do him any good. So he's using speech and Braille.
Yeah, exactly. I went through the same journey. Many people who lose vision go through that progression as well. And so we have products that fit together all across that journey.
Something for everybody.
Yep, exactly.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is what's new in the very recent release of the popular screen reader JAWS.
Well, Ryan, we primarily want to talk about what's new in JAWS 2025 in this episode. And every year you come out with a new version of JAWS and new enhancements. And I'm always impressed that you come up with some interesting and useful enhancements that I always think that from the previous year, JAWS is perfect now. It's great. What more could they add to it? And they always come up with something interesting. But this year, you really outdid yourselves with a lot of AI tools. So I thought maybe we could talk about some of those and how useful they are. Where do you want to start?
So I think the biggest thing that's really changed over the last few years is we release updates to our software every couple of months now, about every 8 weeks or so. And what that lets us do now is add in capabilities, whether it's new features, whether it's fixing a problem, whether it's updates to keep up with Microsoft and Google. So we're putting out updates and we're putting out new capabilities all the time. And that does two things. One, it helps us respond to the changing world that's changing even faster now, especially as it relates to AI. And two, it also means that the October release of our new major version isn't the only time that we're going to see new capabilities. So, you know, in the past, whatever we put in October, that was pretty much the main stuff you were going to see throughout the year, other than a few updates or minor fixes along the way. And I think that really was illustrated with the Picture Smart AI feature. That's been one of the biggest features or capabilities, I think, that we've ever put out in JAWS lately. And in fact, we've gotten a lot of feedback. Many people have said this is the biggest advancement that we've ever seen in JAWS or screen reading in general. That feature started in March and then was fully released in May. That's not even remotely October timeframe when we normally release new capabilities. So that's one of the great things, is we can put things out there for people to use at any time of the year now.
And as you mentioned, AI in particular is moving so fast these days. If you had waited for that capability, you would have been behind the eight ball.
Absolutely.
Why don't you tell people what Picture Smart is and how it can help them in their workflow?
Picture Smart is a capability. One of the biggest barriers that we often face, those of us who are blind or low vision, is understanding what's in a graphic. What's, whether it's a picture on a website, whether it's an icon, a screenshot in an email, a chart, a graph, just something that's graphical in nature. Screen reading technology prior to AI had very limited capability to interpret and describe what that image was. The best we used to could do was maybe give you four or five words, like tags that sort of identify this image is of nature, or this is a screenshot. And so Picture Smart AI uses AI technology that's out there in the mainstream to generate descriptions of images. Like I said, whether it's a picture of something online, maybe you're shopping on Amazon and you come across a product you're looking to buy and you want to find out exactly what it looks like, or you want to see, you know, is this air purifier I'm buying, is it white or is it silver or is it black, or, you know, what color is it? These clothes, I want to know better what this shirt looks like. the AI technology is phenomenal at describing in words, describing what an image looks like and what's in that image and all the characteristics of that image. And so we built that into JAWS where as you're just navigating around the screen with JAWS and you come across something you want described, you can press a series of JAWS commands and it will send a picture out and it will bring you back a description. You can get a short description, you can get a long description with more details, and then you can even ask follow-up questions. So if you're looking at something on Amazon and you say, well, it didn't really answer the question that I wanted to know about this picture, you can ask it a follow-up question, then it'll give you that answer back. So it's being used in a lot of different circumstances, whether it's, I know of some students who are in college right now who are using it in their classes. I know of a young lady who's in some economics classes, and she's using it to describe charts that they're using and graphs. They're doing all kinds of things with graphs and data visualization. And she's able to use this now to keep up and understand what her peers are looking at and what the professor's talking about. People in workplaces. I mean, I use it myself almost daily for different things, whether it's looking at something, a screenshot that might be in an email or a PowerPoint slide that someone has sent me, and I really need to better understand what the chart looks like in the slide. So it's just countless ways that this is opening up doors for people to better interact with graphical information.
I've used it a lot on photos that our friends share of some of the nice scenes that they see when they're on vacation or traveling around Colorado. And it's nice that, you know, they share it with friends, but now I'm able to be included also to know what they're sending around.
Yeah, and you can even join in the conversation now. And you message with them about what do those pictures look like. And before, that was something we never could do. We knew it was a picture of the lake, but now you've got so much more detail that you can converse with family and friends about. So that's a great use case for it.
Well, and sometimes he'll send a note back, you know, nice to hear all of your comments. This is what my image description software thinks is in the picture. And people are really impressed.
It's amazing. I show this technology to people all the time who are not visually impaired and not really familiar with this technology world that we live in. And you're right, they're totally amazed at what it does.
It is amazing, though, to see how far AI has come in describing images in that amount of detail that really makes it useful. It used to be when you used AI to look at a photo, it would tell you two faces or two faces in the center. Then it would tell you two people smiling and trees behind it. So it got a little bit better. But now it's actually giving you a real sense of the scene. You know, two people sitting at a picnic table having a picnic lunch in the nice outdoors with a blue sky. It's a very bucolic scene. And it really gives you a sense of what you're seeing in these pictures.
Yeah, and I think that really connects with a lot of people who have gone through a vision loss journey, like we talked about earlier, and maybe had some level of eyesight before. You know, I had some functional eyesight, so I could look at a picture under a video magnifier, for example, and pick out some of those main details. So when it describes these things, I can connect pretty well with it because I have had some concept of that in the past. And I think that's a big benefit as well.
Well, and the other thing you mentioned was charts and just what's on your display screen. Sometimes you get to a web page that is very cluttered and maybe they have a table there, but it isn't in a HTML properly formatted table and JAWS can't easily figure out which column goes with which row, et cetera, et cetera. But you can take that web page, send it to PictureSmart and start querying it about what exactly that page is trying to tell you.
Yeah, I've used it similar ways too, where I've had websites that weren't tagged properly and there were some error messages on the screen and JAWS couldn't read the text because it wasn't marked properly. And PictureSmart AI, I used it to take a screenshot and then asked it, is there an error message on the screen? And it came back and said, yes, there's an error, a red error message in a box, you know, over top of the middle of the screen. And it says this, and there's an okay button at the bottom. And, you know, it just gave me something that I did not have access to before.
Yeah, it's also useful for picking out what's on a page that you would otherwise have to go through very tediously and in a lot of detail to find what you want. You can just ask the AI, you know, summarize what's on this page for me. What are the high points?
Yeah. And I think that's where we're kind of headed most likely in with AI, the progression of it is that ability to take lots of content, like the entirety of a web page or even a website at some point down the road, and then you start querying it and asking it just natural questions about it. That technology is powerful for anyone, but especially when you're visually impaired and you're having to sift through everything on the site, it becomes even more powerful. That kind of technology is not in the terribly distant future at this point.
The other AI tool I thought was worth mentioning that you recently put in was, I think you've changed the name of it recently, but it's something like the JAWS Assistant to look up help for tasks that you want to perform using JAWS.
Yeah, this is something that's actually coming out brand new. We're saying that it's in beta form right now because we know it's not totally finished, but we wanted to get it out there for people to start using it. And we've called it FS Companion because it's actually going to be trained on all of our software products. So not just JAWS, it will also be trained on Zoom Text and on Fusion. Right now, it's just trained on JAWS, but as we go into the not too distant future, we'll be adding the other products to it. So we called it FS Companion, and it's in a website form right now, and you'll be able to access it through JAWS 2025, or you can just access it directly from a web browser. You don't even have to have JAWS on your computer, have to have JAWS running. And this is really helpful for people like teachers or trainers who may not be JAWS users. Imagine if you're a teacher sitting with a student and you want to have the FS Companion open on your phone, where you can be looking up information to help tell keystrokes to your student or the person you're training. So there's a variety of ways to access it. In fact, I'll give the website now because it's live. It's fscompanion.ai. So if you just go to your browser and type in www.fscompanion.ai, it'll take you to the page. And basically, we took something and we trained this AI technology all about JAWS. All of our help documentation is in there. Much of the documentation that Microsoft produces about applications like Office in Microsoft Windows is all in there. So a lot of the times when we're trying to remember how to do something, it's not just a JAWS command we need to learn. It's how to do this thing with the keyboard. If I'm in Excel and I want to change the font attributes of a cell, that's not really a JAWS command. That's Excel commands, but I'm using JAWS to accomplish those tasks. And so you can go and just ask it natural questions on how to do things, whether it's, you know, how to change the voice rate, how do I make JAWS talk faster? You know, and it'll give you the steps and keyboard commands to change the voice rate of JAWS, for example. How do I change voices in JAWS? How do I change the font size in Word? And now it's going to give you the keyboard steps of, in maybe two or three different ways where you could use the keyboard to change the font size in a Word document. It's not going to tell you, well, click on this thing and click on the red button in the upper right corner. It's going to use keyboard commands and things that we can do as JAWS users so that you can accomplish the task. This, when we've been showing it off and using it internally ourselves, it's mind-boggling, actually, what the amount of information you can get and the speed at which you can now find something. I don't know about you, Pete, but I know what I used to use Google all the time for this. And I'd say, well, how do I make a column wider in Excel? I can't remember because I do it maybe every 5 or 6 months. And so I'd go Google it and you sift through the find the right article that gives me the keyboard commands because most of them tell you to click on this and click on that. Now I can just go ask the question to FS Companion. It's within a matter of 3 or 4 seconds. I've now got a list of instructions of how to do that with the keyboard.
That is really handy and very efficient, as you point out. And the great thing is that you trained it on all your own custom data. It's not like you trained it by scouring the internet with a lot of false information. So you're a lot less likely to get some of these hallucination responses from the AI that people refer to.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we did this, because we were all using ChatGPT and some other AI models a while back. And you know, if I ask it questions about JAWS, what do they give me back? And it was a mixed bag. Sometimes it was really good. It was really accurate. And sometimes it was not, because like you said, it was using the entirety of the internet, which has good information and also bad information. And in the grand scheme of things, the information it has about assistive technology like JAWS is minuscule compared to the rest of all the content that's out there. So its knowledge that it was looking at was a very small amount. So by making our own model or making our own version of it with the custom training, we are much more accurate. And it's not perfect, as anybody who's ever used AI knows. It's not right on everything 100% of the time, but we're finding it very, very accurate in most cases. And part of what we want people to do is give us feedback. Every time you ask it a question and it gives you the answer, there's a feedback button there, and you can give us a yes, this was good, or a no. And if it's not a good answer, then if you know why, then tell us why, and we'll use that information to keep making it better. That's actually one of the great things about AI, is it's not just what you see is the only thing you're going to get. We can train these things and make them more accurate if we get feedback that tells us when it's good and when it's bad. And so that's the process that we're in right now with it.
You mentioned earlier that the AI isn't always 100% correct. And I always like to point out to people that neither are humans.
Exactly. I've said this so many times myself, especially when we talked about image descriptions, because the question was, well, if it's not 100% right, should we let it out there for people to use? Because what if it's wrong? And how do we know if it's wrong? This was a big question that we struggled with ourselves on how to deal with this. And one of the things that we said was, well, number one, humans are not correct all the time. So even if I ask a person to describe something, it may have incorrect information. And number two, it's accurate a vast majority of the time. And that's certainly better to have that than to have nothing. And one of the things that we did with it is with PictureSmart, we're using two AI models. And if you have it generate the detailed description, we give you the results from both the AI models, one from ChatGPT and another one from another company called Anthropic. Their model is called Claude. So we give you both of those, because then if you read them both and you see there's differences between them, where one is describing something that the other one didn't, or they're describing the same thing, but the information seems off, then you at least have some knowledge that there might be a conflict here. This might not be describing it right. So that was our way to try to illuminate those hallucinations, because the AI models, they're so confident. I mean, they're like 100% confident until they're not.
We know some people like that too.
I was just thinking the same thing. It's actually a common thing for us in life that people are often the same way.
That is funny. Well, these are some tremendous enhancements to JAWS 2025, and I'm sure you'll be finding more creative and interesting ways to use AI in the future.
Yeah, in fact, one of the other things that we're doing right now in 2025, we're using some AI technology now to try to help identify what language that the text is in that JAWS is reading. So if it determines that, hey, this looks like French text, then it's going to switch to the French voice, or this looks like Spanish text, so I'm going to switch to the Spanish voice. And we're testing that out right now in the public beta versions of JAWS. So especially would say for anyone who reads documents or works with websites or other content in multiple languages, try this out for us in the 2025 public beta and give us feedback of when it's working and when it's not working. Because again, it's not 100% right all the time. This is all still emerging and changing, but we're trying to solve a problem with this. And the problem is, you know, JAWS doesn't know to switch languages sometimes if a document's not tagged, and AI is a way to help us try to solve that. So that's another area we're exploring. There'll be more things as we go over time, but these are kind of just the quick things that we can do to help AI solve problems for us. Because really, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. If AI can help us solve a problem, then let's use it. If it's more just for fun, it doesn't really help, but it's interesting, then you know, we might explore it, but we're probably not going to put it into the product. That's kind of how we look at the philosophy of it.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about JAWS 2025 and how to contact various departments at Freedom Scientific, including Ryan Jones, directly.
Well, Ryan, if people are interested in learning more about JAWS, ZoomText, Fusion, or any of your other products for people at various stages of vision loss, where would you send them?
So if you go to www.freedomscientific.com, that is our homepage where you'll find links to all kinds of information about JAWS or ZoomText or Fusion. You'll find links on that page to the downloads page where you can download the current version of JAWS. You'll find links to the what's new information, the release notes that tell you all the new things in each version. There's links on the homepage there where you can go download the 2025 versions and learn about some of these things that we're working on, like the FS companion tool. So one easy site to remember is just the freedomscientific.com, and then that will spur you on. You can also go to our training pages from there. You know, we have such a huge amount of training content that our team works on, whether it's webinars and podcasts and written tutorials, all of that stuff. You'll find links to it from freedomscientific.com.
If somebody has a question or a comment, how would they get that to you?
So they can email, anyone can email me directly if you have questions or comments or suggestions. My personal email address is rjones@vispero.com. If you just have general suggestions on what you'd like to see us do in JAWS, you can email us at softwaresuggestions@vispero.com. And then we also have support@vispero.com. You can email us there if you're having technical support issues. If you go to freedomscientific.com, we have a support link, and that'll give you the phone number for here in the U.S., where you can contact our support team as well.
For those who prefer it, do you have a social media presence?
We do. We're on Facebook. We're on Mastodon. We're on X. We're on LinkedIn. I think we have presence on Instagram, TikTok. So you'll find us out there on pretty much any of the main social media platforms.
You mentioned Sharkvember earlier. How do people find out more information about that?
The website is freedomscientific.com/Sharkvember. That's SHARKVEMBER, Sharkvember.
If you missed any of that, just click on the show notes for this episode, which is episode 2440 at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And in those show notes, we'll also have links to a number of shows we've done about JAWS, telling a little bit about its history and some of the new features.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about managing your finances and gaining financial freedom. Reaching your financial goals isn't always easy and may be even more difficult if you have a disability. We'll talk with Rachel Christian, the visually impaired founder of Unseen Wealth, about how she helps and coaches families with unique needs to get control over their finances through personalized goal setting and education. And this is not the kind of financial management that rich people do. This is for regular people trying to figure out how to make a budget or overcome some of their pre-existing debt. Simple things like that.
And if that sounds interesting to you, you might share it with a friend and join us next week for Eyes on Success.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.